Any brief topic? Talk about question from podcast.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, guys, my ears are a bit blocking from flying. Mm-hmm.
So, there any question?
Yes. When you were giving class last time at Kumar Bhavan, you were talking about how we have to develop 30 qualities to become human beings, and what some of the qualities were activities we should practice, and in Madhura Kindamani, Chakravarti Thakur says that there's two leaves that unfurl. One is the leaf of good qualities that are starting to appear in the heart, and the other one is the leaf of bad qualities as they disappear from the heart. So if one's trying to develop the qualities of a human being, may it be that in the beginning those qualities don't come, but it's just that the bad qualities disappear, or alternatively he may still have his bad qualities.
No, he says the order is that first come good qualities and bad qualities still linger, particularly because bad qualities linger, therefore cultivation of good qualities is also integral to them coming. And one thing is for qualities to naturally appear, and something else for qualities to be cultivated. Because unless you cultivate those qualities, it's difficult to actually practice bhakti according to the standard that is required for those two qualities to unfurl. So it's not meant to exclude or yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. Just because the qualities become spontaneous doesn't mean you don't have to cultivate the regulations that a regulative way for of their practice. So it's like the whole principle of Krishna consciousness. In order to acquire spontaneous devotion, you have to practice regulated devotion. And part of regulated devotion is cultivating those qualities. Cleanliness. If you don't practice being clean, you're not going to be able to practice devotional service properly. Later on, once the quality of cleanliness becomes spontaneous, it's automatic. But until it is, then you may have to make an effort to be clean. And so it is with others as well. So there's a difference between qualities naturally, spontaneously manifesting, and qualities that you have to practice, because by doing so it creates the proper atmosphere and mood in which to practice devotional service. One of the qualities is sadhana. So cultivating, getting up in the morning and so on. So is it enough to just chant Hare Krishna without getting up in the morning and attending a morning program? No. But you have to do it whether you like it or not. And then, as Prabhupada explains later on, and then later on it will be spontaneous. Later on it becomes spontaneous. Anything else about that?
I was reading Radhanath Swami. He has 10 prerequisites that he asks for his initiated devotees, and two of them refer to developing brahminical qualities, becoming clean and punctual, and worshipping the holy deities. And I've been covering Ramananda while he's away and doing some deity worship. And I can see how there's a purifying effect. And you're forced to be clean and be punctual, which you may not do on just practicing Harinam Sankirtan. So if a devotee is joining ISKCON, should he understand that it's only actually when he takes second and only when he starts doing deity worship that he has a real chance of cultivating?
Cultivating, you do anything. Maybe the situation may be more different doing it in the motor home, but still there's also a standard of cleanliness there as it is anywhere else, and punctuality and so on. So, devotees should practice. They should be aware and practice, and practice makes perfect.